Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Before we get going, it's probably the last episode I'm going to do before the festive season, so I just want to wish you all a happy Christmas and a good new year. Hopefully 2017 will be better than 2016 has been for a lot of us. I do have some good news in that my novella, Addict of the Wasteland, is now available for free on my website, so you could go there. It's johncronshaw.com. That's johncronshaw.com. You can click on the link there and it will show you how to download the novella for free. This is a prequel to my forthcoming novel, which is called Wizard of the Wasteland. I'm currently deep in the weeds of that at the moment, unpicking any editing issues that I have. So I'm hoping to get that out spring next year, spring 2017. So I will have more on that soon. So today I'm going to be reviewing Division by Zero by Ted Chiang. Story is first published in Full Spectrum 3 in 1991. I read this in Ted Chiang's short story collection, The Story of Your Life and Others. This is a story about a husband and wife, and it's told from both of their perspectives. The wife, called Renee, is a brilliant mathematician who discovers that the principles underpinning arithmetic are flawed. At the beginning of the story, we find out that Renee is in hospital after a suicide attempt, and so for the rest of the story, we find out why this happened, what led to it. We also find out the husband's response to this, the husband called Carl, who 20 years earlier had had his own attempt at suicide. And because he came through it, he promised himself he would be one of those people who'd be there for anyone in need, that he would support his wife, that he would empathise, that he would be there in the worst moments. And so this story is essentially about two worldviews, two firmly held beliefs being shattered. On the one hand, we've got Carl's worldview, this idea that he is this empathetic guy. And on the other hand, we've got this brilliant mathematician discovering that her assumptions about the world are flawed. That everything underpinning the universe, her construction of reality, is merely a human construction. And so by the end of this story, we're led to this weird kind of tension, this contradictory point, where an important revelation that is necessary for understanding is also the one that unravels the possibility of understanding. Because this is Ted Chiang, this is high concept stuff. It's really beautifully written, and it pushes these ideas against each other in a really satisfying way. The story raises the question of what would happen if you discovered a truth that destroyed everything you held dear about yourself and about the world. So with Renee's story, we find someone who is obsessed with mathematics, who sees mathematical patterns in everything, but who also proves that this obsession, this love, is built on shaky foundations. This is a great story. I would highly recommend that you go out of your way to read it. Have you read it? What did you think? Let me know. I'm on Twitter. It's at JL Cronshaw. I also have a Facebook page now, which is facebook.com/JohnCronshawAuthor. That's JohnCronshaw. As noted before, you can now get my novella for free, Addict of the Wasteland. It's available on my website to download. It's johncronshaw.com. It's going to be my prequel to Wizard of the Wasteland, which will be a post-apocalyptic novel coming out in spring 2017. So until next time, have a good Christmas, Happy New Year, and cheerio.